A couple of things. I was getting ready for a briefing. I thought I might announce these this appointment of General John P. McConnell, if it's all right with you, to be next Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force. It's been checked out with Defense.
All right. I didn't know anything about it, but go ahead.
Now, the other thing, sir, I'm almost certain to be asked, whether you called Hubert Humphrey and dressed him down, as the Baltimore Sun story went this morning.
Oh, I'd say I'd call Hubert and ask him what to say about that, tell him that we ever said anything to anybody. I didn't dress him down, but I just told him that I wouldn't be making statements about the White House position, because I'd just take one position. I didn't dress him down at all.
If they ask me to take a position, shall I just refer them to previous statements? Should I just say you believe it is a good bill or something like that?
I'd say that I had made my recommendations, and that obviously there, from time to time, proposals come up that be considered. I haven't been asked to pass on any. That's a matter for the Senate, and I'm not going to comment on legislation at this stage.
Right.
Other than to say that I thought that House bill that should be passed. I recommended the House bill. I still do.
Right. Okay, sir. I think I'll take care of it.
Let me ask you something about AW and his Dove thing, and I just say we're not going to make any comment, whatever, at any time on local politics, and that's what this is. Big play in Texas about that before the election. About the good dove shooting, you remember?
Yeah. Right.
I'll get over Jack and show it to you. Because they'll be playing it, some of them, Sarah or somebody.
Right.
Okay. But I would really look better like Mr. Rayburn when I said it. Say I'm not going to any time on local political matters.
Sure, I can be aloof as all hell.
I'm not, and the president's not. I can comment on any matters. Anything else?
No, that's all, sir. The Chamizal thing I'm just putting out is a very simple release, which is that you have approved S-2394.
It's an
act to facilitate compliance with the Convention between the United States of America and the United Mexican States, signed August 29, 1963, and for other purposes.
Make it as brief as I could, and I'd make everything as brief as I could, because they're running way too long, and I'd be brief and curt with them, and not argumentative, and not debating.
Right.
Okay.
Keep it, sir.